Right now, let's find out if guns could have rewritten the history of slavery in America. Joining us from New York, Dr. Jonathan Farley, the man behind the What Would Django Do campaign, to tell us his thoughts. Hello, Dr. Farley.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Now, you're a mathematician, a scientist, but in this case, you're writing about how history could have been different had black Americans not had their arms taken away. So what do you mean that guns have been the African Americans' greatest friend?
Well, actually, the great campaigner, Ida B. Wells, the journalist, African-American journalist, said that a Winchester rifle should have a place of honor in every black home. Now, she was writing at the end of the 19th century when lynching was commonplace, and that was the simple reason she was saying that. So it seems strange that today, when you have this political left-right divide in America on gun control, that African-Americans are leaning toward the liberal side, or actually they're firmly planted on the liberal side, when historically, actually, it's the gun control has been something that has worked against African-Americans.
And so you're talking about when, you know, the Ku Klux Klan ran rife and they were often intertwined with authority, and they'd go around lynching. Around that time, are you saying that black Americans weren't allowed to be armed as white Americans were able to be armed?
Yes. In fact, even as late as 1967, there was an infamous bill passed in the legislature of the state of California in the United States. It was called the Mulford Act, but it was really dubbed the Panther Bill because the militant black group, the Black Panther Party, at that time was legally allowed to march with their guns loaded in public in order to stop racist police, but the bill was designed to make that illegal.
And so you're contending not on, like, on a real practical level, so it's not all talking intellectually, that had racists, white supremacists, Klansmen, known that the people they were chasing after had guns like they did, there might have been a very different history in America.
Yes, I think so. In fact, a civil rights activist in Mississippi, John Salter, said as much. Some Klan types had firebombed his home, and he had just let it be known that he was armed with, again, a Winchester rifle, and he said that the attacks stopped, or the attacks slowed down.
Now, when we hear or read in the news how there's been another shooting in Chicago and it's been a black-on-black homicide, is that usually done with legal guns or illegal guns?
Actually, I'm not an expert on that, so I don't know.
So I guess, because I guess that's the question, it seems like there's like lots and lots of black people being killed by guns, and so how does that sort of blend into your argument that the guns are good for the black American community in 2013?
Well, in 2013, I'm really talking about historically. As I said, Ida B. Wells lived at the end of the 19th century, the Black Panther Party was 40 years ago. Today, though, the What Would Django Do campaign is designed to curb gun violence in the African-American community in a number of ways. One way actually would be, since one of you, Father McGuire, was involved with the Army Reserve, we want to actually have Reserve Officers Training Corps programs in schools paid for by the U.S. military. That's one aspect. Another aspect, number two, is that we would like to have perhaps unemployed Iraq, Afghanistan, or even Vietnam War veterans actually give combat and arms training to disenfranchised youth in the American inner cities, African-American. They could even be perhaps given cheap uniforms like black T-shirts or black jeans so that they could engage in community parades, say, on holidays, and so they'd feel a part of the community. A lot of these youth, as we heard even in the 1965 report of a U.S. Senator, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, are without fathers, and so having a platoon leader of this type might be a way to give these fatherless children a father, a surrogate father, and they can feel that they're part of the community, and the community can see that these kids are not just predators, but are also somehow supporting the community.
So, great idea.
So are you saying that the program would be for young black people who otherwise would be go to gangs and might fire illegally to get them on board, or is it to be like a counterpoint to them so the people in the gangs think, oh, hang on, we can't just go around shooting and threatening everyone because we know there's this alternate militia out there?
Actually, it's more of the former, but actually in terms of the latter, I organized an event 16 years ago to actually commemorate or to mark the 30th anniversary of the passage of this Mulford Act, the act that tried to make the Black Panther Party's legal gun activities illegal. And we had a field marshal for the Black Panther Party there named Johnny Spain. And he said this. He said that in the 1960s, this is Johnny Spain speaking, we and the drug dealers had an understanding. They didn't deal drugs in our community, and we didn't shoot them. Now, this was Johnny Spain talking, but this was his impression that actually having these kinds of legal armed groups could actually curb crime in the Black community. But my aim with the What Would Django Do campaign is actually to have the children be a part of a surrogate family with platoon leaders and fathers, perhaps for the first time in their lives.
And just finally, I guess the other way to look at it would be if you took away the guns from both the blacks and the whites, that might have solved your problem. So, you know, if in history, if the Ku Klux Klan didn't have guns, as well as the blacks not having guns, that might have had a different outcome too. So why not just take the guns away from everyone?
That's actually a possibility. My point was that historically, African Americans shouldn't just leap and say guns are bad, because historically guns actually have helped. And we saw that actually in the movie Django Unchained, a fictional movie, obviously, but where you have almost, in a very rare case, a black hero who is explicitly taking on racist forces, slave owners, matching their violence with violence. But my aim with the program, What Would Django Do, is actually to try to curb gun violence in the black community.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.